Hi, I'm Siobhan Hunt, and this is Kindling Conversation, a Kindling Kids radio podcast. Just a quick note before we get into the next episode. If you haven't already, I'd love you to rate and review Kindling Conversation wherever you get your podcasts, or if you enjoy the episode, share it with your friends. It's always great for more parents to hear these stories and get the information. All right, thank you, and on with the show.
You're listening to Kindling Conversation with Siobhan Hunt, part of Kindling Kids Radio.
Summer. It's a time for mangoes and salads, or at least it is in my household. I don't know about you, but I find it much easier to eat light, healthy meals during the hotter months of the year. Winter seems to be more stodgy, easier to, whack some chips in the oven or whatever. But to give us some guidance on how to do summer well, that is, how to eat well and feel good in summer, I've invited Emma Sutherland back into the studio. She's a clinical naturopath and the director of Studio U. Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
So you have basically honed down on three foodstuffs / drink stuffs that we can make that are really good for summer.
Yes.
What's the top of your list?
Top of my list is actually a green juice. And I love this one because it's easier than you think. So the key to this is having all the ingredients in the house and having them ready to go in the fridge.
Okay.
And then get your juicer, have it on the bench ready to go. There's none of this pulling it out of the cupboard, trying to get it and find it at the last minute. It's there ready to go.
Okay.
You get your ingredients, you whack them through, make a litre or so. Just don't make a little bit. Make enough that the whole family can have a little cup and off you go for your day. So my ingredients for this one are your green apple, your spinach. Slip that spinach in. The kids won't even know it's in there. You've got your cucumber, your celery, and just a hint of ginger.
Okay. Now, see, I'm always worried when I put all that kind of stuff into one blender that it's just going to come out like goopy goop.
No, it won't, because if you put enough cucumber has so much water in it that it literally becomes a liquid juice.
So yeah, you just chuck things in until it looks right.
That's
and
right.
Taste it.
Absolutely, exactly. Now, go easy on the ginger to start with. With Sophia, I had to start really little putting the ginger in our juice, but I just find it's a great circulation stimulant, so it really helps to oxygenate all your blood, and it's so good for us. It's so good for us.
Great. Okay. Out of curiosity, does your blender always sit on your benchtop?
It does, actually.
I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's shining your cheeks.
It's also that front of, out of sight, out of mind. So when I see the blender, I will make, a couple of cups of almond milk, or I will make something because it's there and accessible. Whereas if it was sitting in the cupboard, I don't think I would use it half as much.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got the green juice sorted. What was the next on your list?
Oh, my next is a smoothie. Now, I love a smoothie, especially if you need to get going quickly in the morning. What I love in a smoothie are these things: nut butter. So we're not talking your standard peanut butter, because often that has a lot of salt in it. We're looking at those nut butters that just contain nuts, nothing else. So nut butters, some coconut milk, and then some chia seeds for some added fiber and added protein. And that will keep you feeling full for quite a number of hours. So a great one after school, that's a good one as well, when the kids come home and they're famished.
What's the flavor of that?
The flavor is nutty and creamy.
Okay.
Yeah. So all it's right. Really moist. It's almost got that caramelly type of flavor.
Now, Elise has just said, I don't have a blender. What do I do without a blender? So if people don't have blenders, is your advice just to go get a cheap one?
It is. No, it actually,
I don't know how else you get that hard vegetable stuff.
That's soft. Right. And you can find those little sort of stick blenders now really cheaply. Things like NutriBullets or the kind of NutriBullet copies, they work really well and they don't cost a lot. So I would really recommend every family invest in one of those, and you will use it and use it and use it.
So you were talking about the spinach going into the juice and that it's really great and the kids don't notice it. Mm. How much can you get away with slipping those things in? Like, is there any way that you get an egg in or?
Oh, absolutely. You could easily get an egg in. One of my other favourites, which to this day Sophia does not know that I do, is to put, I hope she's not listening, is to put avocado in her smoothie. Because it gives it that creaminess. So instead of using yogurt or anything that's creamy in a dairy way, you add your avocado and it gives it this beautiful, silky, creamy texture that is just so satisfying.
Okay, so we've got the nut butter smoothie. Have you got any suggestions on foodage?
Yes.
I know those were kind of, they fill you up. The smoothie fills you up. But
Yeah. I adore salads in summer. Think of all that fresh, crunchy, beautiful food that we get in summer. And after winter, where, as you said, everything is heavier, stodgier. We eat a lot of vegetables, but they're done in different ways. They're roasted or they're steamed or what have you. But I find it with salads, you want them crispy and crunchy and fresh. And there's a lot of water-soluble nutrients, like vitamin C, that are destroyed when you cook them. So having salads, you're getting a lot more water-soluble nutrients in as well. So a salad made with spinach, once again, such a good one. Roast some pumpkin, so cut it up into cubes and roast it. Add in some feta. Feta is always good in a salad. Or halloumi, if you like halloumi.
Feta makes anything good, though.
It does, doesn't it?
And halloumi, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Some chicken. Canned chickpeas. So all of my lentils and legumes, I mean, yes, we should all soak them, but I don't. I buy organic canned beans and lentils and I strain them and I put some chickpeas in and parsley. So think about this. What about if you've roasted a chicken the night before and you've had some roast veggies in there? You've already got your chicken and your roast veggies there. You just need to add your spinach, your chickpeas and your feta. And you're done.
You're done. Yum. Oh, do you put any sauce on it? Like any?
Olive oil and lemon.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, just classic olive oil, good quality extra virgin olive oil and some fresh lemon juice, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and it's just perfect.
My mouth's watering.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
That sounds good. Emma, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me once again.
Okay, going to go and make myself that chicken salad. That was Emma Sutherland. She's a clinical naturopath and director of Studio U. For more about Emma and the work she does in her clinic, head to kindling.com.au.
Hi, we're the Beanies.
Get your child off screens and into their imagination as we explore how bubbles are made.
What's in a sneeze? Achoo! And what's with the weather today? Professor Know-It-All knows.
Hello, Beanies.
Hello.
The Beanies. A podcast just for kids. Subscribe now on iTunes or listen anytime on the Kindling app.